1, verses 26 to 56. When Elizabeth had been pregnant for 6 months, God sent his angel, Gabriel, to a town in Galilee called Nazareth. There he appeared to a virgin named Mary, who was to be married to a descendant of David called Joseph. "Greetings," he said to her. "You are favored by God, and he is with you." These words disturbed Mary greatly, for she could not understand what they meant. But the angel assured her, "There is no need to fear, Mary, for God is pleased with you. You are to become pregnant and will give birth to a son who you are to call Jesus. He will be great and will become known as the Son of the Most High God, who will place him on the throne of his ancestor David. His reign over Israel will be eternal, and his kingdom will never end." Amen. "How could such a thing happen?" Mary asked the angel. "I'm still a virgin." He replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High God will overshadow you. So the child you bear will be holy and called the Son of God. Your relative Elizabeth is already 6 months pregnant despite her age and her former inability to bear children. For nothing is impossible for God." Mary answered, "I am the Lord's servant, so I submit willingly to what you have said." And then the angel left her. Mary then went as soon as possible to the town in the hill country of Judea where Zechariah lived. When she greeted Elizabeth, the baby leapt in her womb and she was filled with the Holy Spirit. With joy she cried out, "Among all women you are the most blessed, and the child you bear is truly blessed. But why should I be treated with such favor that the mother of my Lord should come to visit me? As soon as I heard your greeting, the child within me leapt with joy. You are blessed because you believed that what the Lord said to you shall surely come to pass." And then Mary said, "I glorify the Lord with all my soul, and my spirit rejoices in God, for he is my Savior. He knows that I am only his humble servant, yet every future generation will consider me blessed. For the Mighty One has done such great things for me, and his name is holy. He extends his mercy to those who fear him in every generation, for he has done mighty deeds through his power, and yet has scattered those whose hearts are proud. He has dethroned rulers and has exalted the humble. He has supplied plentifully for the hungry, but the wealthy has sent away with nothing. He has helped his people Israel, for he has continued to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants, just as he promised our forefathers." Mary remained with Elizabeth for about 3 months before returning home.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
80. That's the birth of John. In due time, Elizabeth gave birth to a son. When her neighbors and relatives heard the news, they shared her joy that the Lord had shown her such great mercy. On the 8th day after his birth, when it was time for him to be circumcised, it was assumed that he would be named after his father, Zechariah. But Elizabeth intervened and said, "No, he is to be called John." "But you have no relatives that bear that name," they objected. So, using signs, they asked Zechariah what he should be called. Asking for a writing tablet, to their astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately, Zechariah was freed of his dampness and began to speak by praising God. Everyone was filled with such awe that soon they were talking about these events throughout the hill country of Judea. And all who heard wondered, what is going to become of this child? For clearly the hand of the Lord was upon him. His father, Zechariah, filled with the Holy Spirit, prophesied, may the Lord God of Israel be praised, for he has come to his people and has redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior in the line of his servant David, as he promised long ago through his holy prophets. He has saved us from our enemies and from the power of all who hate us. And so he has mercifully fulfilled what he promised to our forefathers, remembering to fulfill the holy covenant he made with the oath he swore to our father Abraham. This was his plan, to rescue us from our enemies and so enable us to serve him throughout our lives in holiness and righteousness and without any need to be afraid. And you, my child, will be known as a prophet of the Most High God, for you are called to prepare the way of the Lord, to show God's people that they can be saved through forgiveness of their sins because of God's tender mercies towards them. From heaven, the sun will rise to shine on those living in darkness and the fear of death, and to guide us so that we can walk in peace with God. And the child, John, became strong in his spirit as he grew, living in the desert until it was time to begin his public ministry to Israel. Praise be to God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive the King. Let every heart prepare him now. And heaven and angels sing, and heaven and angels sing, and heaven and angels sing. To the world the Savior reigns, your sweetest songs employ. While fields and streams and hills and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and make the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, the wonders of his love, the wonders of his love, the wonders of his love.
You may be seated. Praise the Lord.
This reading is from Luke 2, verses 1 to 20. Jesus born in Bethlehem. Around that time, the emperor Caesar Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the census to be taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to go to his town of origin to register. So Joseph traveled from Nazareth in Galilee to Bethlehem, the town of David, over the page, his forefather. There he registered together with Mary, who was engaged to be married to him and was expecting the baby. While in Bethlehem, Mary gave birth to her firstborn, a son, who she wrapped in a cloth and laid in a manger because no room in any inn was available. Angels appear to the shepherds. Nearby, some shepherds were in the fields watching over their flocks during the night when one of the Lord's angels appeared to them. The Lord's glory shone all around them. They felt scared, but the angel told them, "Don't be afraid. I have come to bring you good news of tremendous joy for everyone. Today, a Savior has been born in Bethlehem, the Lord's anointed one, the Christ, the Messiah. The sign by which you will know him is this. He is the baby you will find wrapped in a cloth, lying in a manger. Then there appeared with the angels a great number of other angels who were all praising God and saying, Glory to the Most High God in heaven, and his peace to man on earth, on whom his favor rests. As soon as the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds agreed, Let us go to Bethlehem and see for ourselves this wonderful event about which the Lord has told us. They went as fast as possible and found Mary and Joseph with the baby lying in the manger. Having seen him, they went and told everyone what they had been told about this child, to the utter astonishment of all who heard them. But Mary treasured all these things in her heart, wondering what they meant. The shepherds returned to the fields, giving glory and praise to God because of all they had seen and heard, for everything had been exactly as had been revealed to them.
Amen. Luke chapter 2, verses 21 to 40. When the child was circumcised on the eighth day, he was named Jesus, Savior, the name given by the angel before he was conceived. As soon as the purification ceremony required under the law of Moses was completed, Joseph and Mary took Jesus to Jerusalem to offer him to the Lord. For according to the law given by the Lord, every firstborn son is to be consecrated to the Lord. They offered the sacrifice stated in that law, a pair of doves, or two young pigeons. A righteous and devout man named Simeon lived in Jerusalem. He longed for the coming of the Messiah, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit was upon him. And the Holy Spirit had revealed to him that before he died, he would see the Messiah, God's Son. He felt led by the Holy Spirit to go to the temple courts at the very time when Jesus' parents brought him there to fulfill the requirements of the law. Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, now you have fulfilled your promise. Your servant can die in peace. For I have seen your salvation that you have made available to all people. He will reveal your light to the Gentile nations and is the glory provided for your people Israel. Mary and Joseph were amazed at these words. And then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, This child will cause many in Israel to fall, for he will be rejected by them, exposing the nature of their hearts. Others will rise to new spiritual heights because of him. But it will be then that a sword pierces your own soul. A prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher, was also present in the temple courts. She was 80 years old, having been a widow after only 7 years of marriage. She never left the temple precincts, but remained there day and night, worshipping, fasting, and praying. She approached them at the same time and thanked God for the child before speaking about him to all those present who were longing for the Messiah's coming to redeem his people in Jerusalem. Having fulfilled all required of them by the law, Joseph and Mary returned to their hometown of Nazareth in Galilee. And as the child Jesus grew up, he became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and it was clear that God's grace was upon him.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful.
Try that again. perfect and blameless life, given a sacrifice. See him there, all in the name of love, broken yet glorious, all for the sake of us. This is Jesus in his glory, King of heaven, dying for me. It is finished, he has done it. Death is beaten, heaven beckons me. Greater love no one could ever show, mercy so undeserved, freedom I should not know. All my sin, all of my hidden shame, died with me on the cross, eternity won for us. This is Jesus in his glory, King of heaven, dying for me. It is finished, he has done it. Death is beaten, heaven. This is Jesus, this is Jesus in his glory, King of heaven, dying for me. It is finished, he has done it. Death is beaten, heaven beckons me. Such love, such love, such love, such love is his for me. Such love, such love, such love is this for me. Such love, such love, such love, amazing love, such love is this for me. Such love, such love, such love, such love is this for me. This is Jesus.
This is Jesus in his glory,
King of heaven, dying for me. It is finished, he has done it. Death is beaten, heaven bound. This is Jesus, this is Jesus in his glory, King of heaven, dying for me. It is finished, he has done it. Death is beaten, heaven beckons me.
Seeking him and reading the word, reading the Bible, getting hold of God's word, he wants to, using computer language, download a load of new things into your life. And I tell you what he's been speaking to me about recently, in the recent weeks. He keeps saying to me, I want to give you a new way of thinking. Be open to all the new things I want to do. And we have to have a new way of thinking. God's way of thinking is always new. And we need to think in a new way and have unrestricted thinking about things that God wants to do. And so just be open over this Christmas. I want to encourage you in this time, which is a holiday period,
use some time, set time aside. Don't just get so busy that you leave God out of the in the corner. Make him first over Christmas. Put Christ first over Christmas. Spend time waiting on God because he wants to speak to you. He wants to put something into your heart and into your mind that you haven't heard yet. He wants to expand your way of thinking and mind. He wants to bring us into a place of faith. He wants to release new things from the Bible, from his word, through revelation into your life over this Christmas period, because we're entering into a new year where God's going to do new things. Amen. God wants to do many new things. And I believe as we come to him and say, Lord, here I am, I'm yours, I'm available. You know the great thing about Mary? What was the great thing about Mary? She was obedient. Now listen, all you children, all the children, all of you children, just go back to where your mums and dads are, just for 2 minutes. Okay, those hiding behind the curtains, okay? Just get back to your parents just for a minute, just 1 minute. We're talking about obedience, favorite word that we all have, obedience. Did you find Josh? He's hiding behind the curtain there. The pastor sees everything, see, from the front. This is really important that when the children are in the meeting, they need to stay with the parents. And I know some of you parents, you've got 2, 3, 4 children. So other church members need to come here with handcuffs and all kinds of ropes and chains and things to make sure that we help you in making sure the children are in their place. But listen, I'm talking about Mary just for 2 minutes. Mary was obedient and Mary was willing. That's the thing that God loved about Mary. Mary was obedient and Mary was willing. She was a worshipper of God. And God saw her heart and he said, I'm going to use her and she's going to give birth to the Messiah because she was willing and obedient. Children, young people and adults, God wants us to be willing, obedient and to be in faith and to be worshippers of God. And if we come to him in that way, on our faces before him, as we bow our knee before him, God will speak to us in a new way. God will lead us in a new way. Amen? God wants us to have a new way of thinking. You know, Mary, she didn't understand what was going on, but one thing was for sure, she was in faith, she was willing, and she was obedient. And God wants you to be in faith, he wants you to be willing, and he wants you to be obedient. If you're open like Mary was, who knows what God can do? He can do impossible things. With God, nothing will be impossible. That's what the angel said to Mary. And God is saying the same thing to us today. Nothing will be impossible. Now you say, what about this Christmas present? Well, you know, when you're opening your Christmas presents this year, this one's a very special one. Are you watching carefully? Just remember this over Christmas period. Just remember that. Should have been that way, of course. Just remember that over Christmas, Jesus gave himself. He gave himself. So don't get caught up with Christmas, get caught up with Christ. Remember about Jesus this Christmas. It's all about what Jesus came for. And it's about the cross. He's no longer on the cross because he's alive, isn't he? He rose from the dead. And if anyone here this morning, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you can know him personally. I'd love to talk to you afterwards if you want to know who he is and what he can do for you. He's done so much for so many people in this church. And a lot of people aren't here this morning. They obviously couldn't make it on their sledges. But you know, Jesus has done so much. He's got a bright future for us individually and as a church. You know that this coming year is a year of tremendous things as we're crossing over into new things that God has for us, and we need to just to be in that place of faith, willing and obedient. And as you wait upon God, you know how you wait upon God? How do you wait upon God? Pardon? Hopefully, in hope. You spend some time. You've got to give some time to God. To wait upon you have to give time to God. You have to be still and quiet and then be expectant that God's going to speak to you. Get hold of your Bible, start reading it, and just be still and quiet and expect God to speak to you. Ask him to speak to you, and he will. And say, Lord, open my mind to the things that you want to do. Open my heart to the things you want to do. Open my spirit to the things that you want to do in my life and in this church for 2010. And you see what he's going to do. You see the amazing thing he's going to do. Let's all stand, shall we? We're going to close with a song, I'm in awe of who you are. I think we'll release Vera. You don't have to stand like that any longer. Thank you, Vera. Bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.